And now we turn to Book 3 of The Wealth of Nations. This short chapter is called Of the Natural Progress of Opulence, and it's recapping some of the themes with which Smith closed Book 2. It's about the relationship between the town and the countryside, and the chapter starts with this passage, quote, "The great commerce of every civilized society is that carried on between the inhabitants of the town and those of the country." Here Smith stresses that agriculture is prior to urban life and that towns and cities must first be based upon agricultural achievement. There is thus a proper proportion between the countryside and urban life, but Smith stresses that through policy, towns and cities in Europe have been overextended. Using quite strong language for Smith, he refers to this as an unnatural and retrograde order. We're now going to look at subsequent chapters and unpack Smith's argument in more detail.